From Southern Illinois, it's Fishing in the Outdoors with Al Crocker.
This week, we're going to continue our conversation with my buddy, the bass fishing coach at McKendree University, who's getting ready to hit the road, by the way, and going to Florida, doggone it. But we're gonna finish our conversation talking about some ice fishing. I'll be right back with John.
Enjoy great dining, shopping, and of course, great hiking, biking, camping, fishing, hunting, and just plain good sightseeing at Carlisle Lake, Illinois' largest man-made lake. Have a great but safe time in Carlisle, Illinois. To learn more, log on to CarlisleLake.com.
Friends, where are you getting your bait and tackle for a day of fishing at the lake or river? For me, it's Henkel's Hook and Arrow, Route 127 in Carlisle, across from the Dairy Queen. Hooks, carks, weights, rod and reels, live bait, along with the most popular lures for the white bass, crappie, and catfish. And now, some of those last-minute marine products you need. Henkel's Hook and Arrow, Route 127 in Carlisle, across from the Dairy Queen, or henkelshookandarrow.com.
Huell's Oil Company in Carlisle has been a family-owned and operated business for over 35 years. Today, Huell's Oil covers about 15 counties for tank wagon fuel deliveries, all of Illinois for transport fuel deliveries, and from Indy to St. Louis and Dixon to Paducah when it comes to lubricants. Find them at 16320 Old Route 50 in Carlisle or call them at 618-594-2831. That's Huell's Oil Company in Carlisle.
Hey, John, last week we were talking about where to fish, the difference between the farm ponds and the bigger bodies of water, our bigger lakes. You can catch them either place, but I want to talk a little bit this week about the gear, because it certainly has changed, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's changed a lot. It's unbelievable what they're doing through the ice now. But for the average guy, you know, you don't need all that gear to go out there and have a blast. You just need to cut a little check hole, make sure it's thick enough to walk out on it and be safe, 4 to 5 inches, and then go at it with some really inexpensive equipment, and the bite's usually pretty aggressive.
Kathy would always say, "Do you have my ladle?" She said, I can't find my ladle. And I said, yeah, I borrowed that to skim the ice out of my ice fishing hole. So
yeah, you have to do that pretty regular when it's cold.
and that's how it was. You know, back when we started, we actually had a pick, and that's how we actually chopped our hole through the ice, an axe or a pick. You know, then we'd come up with the, you were talking about the handheld auger.
Yep.
And is that, you still use that, right?
I still just use a handheld auger. It'll cut a hole in about 30 seconds or so through about 6 inches of ice, and that's fast enough for me. And I know a lot of guys are using cordless drills and battery-powered drills with an auger on the end. There's just so many ways to make a quick hole in the ice now.
And we used to sit on the bucket. You know, we'd take our bucket out there or slide our bucket out. Now they've got the sleds. I'll tell you what works really good, and that's the little plastic sleds that for the kids to do their downhill sledding.
Yep.
They work really good. You can load them up with your bucket and your equipment, and you don't have to spend a whole lot for it and pull it right out to where you're going to fish. But then we talk about the rods themselves. Back when those ice rods, or at least we started getting them in this part of the country, you'd order them. You know, they were the little 2 foot white. I think Zebco maybe made them, but it was quite unusual to see ice rods. But now, oh my goodness!
Yeah, it's from A to Z. You know, I still just make my own. Actually, if I get an old beautiful rod I like that had a soft tip and it breaks, I just take that tip off of there and build a little handle on it and use it for an ice fishing rod. So, you know, it doesn't take anything fancy, just something soft and about 2.5 feet long or so, and light line, and get rigged up with a little ice jig and tip it with a mealworm or a wax worm and have at it.
A wise man once said, "Wherever you go, there you are. You don't have to go away to get away. It's all a state of mind." Can't you see? Can't you see? enjoy with smooth Busch beer. Busch. The mountains are closer than you think. Isn't it time to head for the mountains? Please drink responsibly. Busch beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Distributed by Donewall Distributors, Greenville, Illinois.
Ramsauer's Farm Supply, your center for craftsmen in Milwaukee. Tools, lawn mowers, and even more than that, Ramsauer's offers Carhartt apparel and accessories, Bass Pro products, Muck, Rocky, and Wolverine boots, and more. If you'd like more information on what Ramsauer's Farm Supply has to offer, call them today at 618-533-4497. That's 533-4497 for Ramsauer's Farm Supply.